This is Up to the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. State parks along California's North Coast offer great opportunities to explore up close and personal the long-ago processes that created the land beneath our feet and that continue to power change from continental drift and emerging landforms to volcanic explosions and earthquakes. Lands associated with the Mendocino Triple Junction's earthquake faults offer colorful surprises, such as polished jade in gravel bars along the Eel River South Fork in Humboldt Redwood State Park. Outcroppings of jadeite and nephrite jade were squeezed up through miles of Franciscan complex sediments, then freed up by erosion. The rare purple and pink beaches of Sinquion Wilderness State Park are quite ephemeral. They happen only on black sand beaches. During unusual tidal and wave conditions, they suddenly sparkle with garnet sand, very visible by contrast, as waves steadily sift, sort, and remove less dense sands. High tide washes it all away. It's easier to enjoy the agates at namesake Agate Beach at Patrick's Point State Park, also known for its impressive sea stacks. These huge erosion-resistant rocks seem to march onto shore from the sea, because on land, these chunks of rock, wedding rock, lookout rock, and ceremonial rock, still rise above the bedrock shelf originally carved by relentless waves. The Yurok people who seasonally inhabited this area considered the seven offshore sea stacks to be the last earthly abode of the immortals. They also believed that the spirit of the porpoises came to live here just before people populated the world. A better place to explore marine terraces is actually farther south in Mendocino County. At Jug Handle State Natural Reserve, just north of Casper, hike the uplifted marine terraces of the ecological staircase. Each step of this staircase is about 100 feet higher than the last, and 100,000 years older as land. The fascination here is the change associated with each step, expressed by distinctive plants that also slowly change the environment. The first terrace was originally a sand and gravel beach and now hosts salt-tolerant and wind-resistant wildflowers. An embryonic new terrace is forming just offshore. A conifer forest of Sitka spruce, bishop pine, grand fir, and hemlock dominates the second terrace, redwood and Doug fir the third. Jug Handle demonstrates Mendocino's unusual ecological place in the scheme of things, by the way, because it's essentially a biological borderline for many tree species. Metaphorically speaking, Alaska meets Mexico when Sitka spruce and bishop pine grow side by side in nature. The unique Mendocino pygmy forest of the ecological staircase starts on the third step, transitioning back into old dune pine forests, then more pygmy forest on the fourth step. At the top of the stairs, a step a half million years old, are more pygmy trees, 100 years old and several feet tall, these giving ground to redwoods. Until next time, when we explore Mendocino County's very rare, pristine sand dunes and associated wetlands, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.